The Monticello Opera House sits in all its antique red brick glory right on the Jefferson County Courthouse roundabout. Denise Vogelsang chairs the Opera House Board of Directors.
The exterior is exactly the way it was. We are on the National Register of Historic Places, which means you have to maintain the exterior as is. Was built. And the only major modification that's been made inside was the installation of an elevator so we could meet ADA requirements about 10 or 12 years ago.
Step inside and you're greeted by Opera House Executive Director Javier Betancourt.
Well, this whole downstairs area originally was actually for stores, and we actually kind of maintain that. We actually have one renter who runs her private office out of here, and it was actually divided into about three on this side. The back area was for a stable for horses.
The first floor was originally built as local business bays. As a matter of fact, Homer Formby, a furniture refinishing guy, got his start there. And in the late 70s, the downstairs was converted into a grand ballroom where we host wedding receptions, proms, things like that.
The lower level also has displays of many artifacts from the Opera House's earliest years, including one of the original auditorium seats.
They're kind of neat in that, I mean, they're extremely durable. They have a little umbrella stand behind, and then a hat rack underneath. They're very small compared to modern chairs.
Of course, the 300-seat auditorium on the second level is the real reason the building exists. Dr. Kevin Carr is another Opera House board member.
My own theater company is actually producing a Christmas production, an original Christmas production in December. So I'm, of course, really looking forward to that, and that's going to be a great time. We've produced plays there now for the, this is going on our second or third year, and I absolutely love doing plays at the Opera House.
Balcony was, at the time, obviously would have been for the African Americans of the time. So they are rather uncomfortable seats, but it's kind of interesting. They are actually probably the best seats in the house acoustically, because the sound carries up. And the acoustics here are considered perfect. You can just stand in the back of the stage and someone in the very back row can still hear you, even without amplification.
Besides incredible acoustics, the Opera House Auditorium also features intricate woodwork and hand-wrought metal ornamentation cleverly crafted to resemble cut stone.
If you'll notice, the patron boxes have just Arabic elements in the top, but Greek, again, Corinthian columns.
Betancourt says the space may even have a lingering spirit or two. The Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters made a recent Opera House stopover.
And they came in here and they decided to do an impromptu seance because they were doing a tour through Monticello, as they tend to. It had about 20 folks. And I happened to be here doing an event, so I just let them in. And they turned off the lights, sat here, you know, and I just decided to leave because I don't really want to see it. I'm not big on the ghost thing. I'd rather just not be in the room. And she just sat in the sofa up there and just started asking Mr. Perkins to come out, and they had a little infrared camera to see if they got some readings, and she said they did, so.
For a theater of its size, the Opera House backstage area is huge. That allowed for intricate set building and staging for the elaborate productions of its early days. Then Denise Vogelsang leads you up a flight of stairs and several narrow ladders to the very apex of the building, above the auditorium, many feet below.
As a stagehand, we had a roof leak. And my husband and I came in search of the roof leak, and we ended up here.
Oh, boy.
This is the pyramid. You're in the pyramid, sweetie, okay? We have one more stage to go, then you're going to be like, oh, my God. Okay, in the 70s, obviously, you see the cabling? They suspended this area so they could get up here to do all this work.
And in the days before the building was air-conditioned, hot air was pulled by convection from the theater and vented out the top of the pyramid. The Monticello Opera House, looking good and as active as ever after 125 years. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.